Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1461. Baruch Hashem Chav Adar, the 20th day of Adar in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the VAD, to the group, to the administration, that is the leadership of Kfar Safariya Chabad. At that time, it was the village of Safariya. That was actually abandoned by the during the war, independence, Israel, they left it, and it was called, known as Safariya, and then it became Kfar Chabad. Here the Rebbe refers to it as Kfar Safariya Chabad. Hashem Aleim Yichu, Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letters, in which you describe the situation that the Sukhnut is suggesting to you, and pushing them that they should move their place, that they settle to a new place that is several kilometers from where they are here now, and that the Sukhnut will build there a new village, a new kfar for them, with homes and public structures that are necessary, like for a shul and a beis medrash and a school and a mikveh, beis tefillah, etc. And in the new place, every home will be close to the field which belongs to that home, but in the new place there is not yet a street that is close to it. But even and although that building of that road is part of the plans of the government as something very important, so it's understood that the people of the new village, they will have to occupy themselves in the working of the land, in the and in the raising of chickens, cattle, whatever, chaklos, meshek, which belongs to them, to this. And that would be like the coops and the animals, etc. And they ask my opinion, what they should respond for this suggestion, because there is a difference of opinion in the people of the kfar, and some of them have work outside of the kfar, and in the new place where they're settled, so the transportation to be outside of the kfar would be very difficult than they are now. In addition to that, this work of working the field, the chavod chaklos, is very difficult. It's impossible almost for one person to do everything that is necessary without help of the family member. And not all family members have that possibilities for their various different reasons, to be able to. You can't do it by yourself, you need the kids or whatever to help, but some people don't help. So, now, my opinion about this as a suggestion, the Rebbe says in the parentheses, is number one, that you have to put effort in, as with all means possible, that even though that the Sukhnut is demanding that their settlement should be a settlement of Chakloi, that they should organize it where they are now. In other words, that they should give over to them the fields that are surrounding the Kfar now or similar. Because, according to my view, this is something which is a very important main point. And that the yishuv, the settlement, should be where it's now. Because any time when you move from one place to another place, something gets broken, something gets lost. And it's enough to understand. And you have a strong argument that since the Sukhnut themselves settled them in that place, and they have gotten used to that place, and they made many improvements, and also they organized the organization of their lives and their connections with Tel Aviv and the surrounding also around that. So the Sukhnut is responsible to stand by their word and to provide for them what they need for the settlement as a Yishuv Chakloi, as a farming settlement, as where the place that they're now, and not to force them to move again from place to place after they've already been traveling many different places, etc. And also not to take away from them those privileges that they were promised as a farm settlement, if they cannot, just because they can't go to a new settlement which is being suggested now. I imagine that there are some that for various reasons, my view, they're not correct, but even if they're going to put the effort, they're going to do this with weakness. They're not going to really be into it. So I need to once again emphasize that according to my view, it's very, very important to do everything that's possible, that everybody should stay in one group and in the place where they're now. And as understood, with all the privileges that belong to a farming settlement. And I am certainly strong in my trust that Mr. Shazar and Mr. Gelman and also Mr. Shragoi, when they come from here, are going to help you in the effort of the above. Even though that my hope is that if you're going to stand strong on your demand, and with the above mentioned the complaint that this is, that in such a way is the Sukhnut put them, that you will be successful even without this extra intervention that the Rebbe mentioned the people will come. Number two, if notwithstanding my imagination and notwithstanding all the efforts with the proper energy, they're not going to succeed in your just demand above, so then you should put an effort that the Yishuv Kfar Chabad should be in both places together, which means where they're now and also in the new village, if there is not enough families of Anash to be the majority in both settlements, so then it's fitting to try in the fitting ways to add some more of the immigrants and also from the older settlement that are fitting to it, that they should also settle in one of these two villages, whether it's in the Kfar Chabad of now or in the new Kfar, and in such a way that in both settlements they should go according to the spirit of Chabad. It's self-understood that if it's going to be, we're going to have to settle some in the Kfar of the village of now and some in the new one, so in the place where they're now, that takes precedent for those who are forced because of their to stand with always to be with Tel Aviv, so they should be there. And the group of the leadership of the Kfar needs to deal with every detail and make a decision who can stay where for them to stay. That makes a note over here, adds a note, this emphasis to try to bring along another, some more fitting people, that is, whether from the immigrants or from the older ones, that's necessary, that it should be in all ways, and it's fitting to invest energy and effort in this, but it's understood that if it's have to settle in two places, to increase the mivul of Chabad is more necessary, because we need to have Chabad be in control basically of now two yeshuvim, because we have two, so we want to keep it a Chabad yeshuva. Number three, if also what written before, it's impossible to achieve in no way, although, I'm sure the Rebbe says the only reason why this will happen is will be because of the weak effort that they're putting in. But they will have to move to the new Kfar, so they should continue and push off till as long as they can, without jeopardizing their support through this. But true, Hashem Kerevayin, Hashem's help will come like a blink of an eye. Maybe in the end, they will be able to organize it that it should be in the way that is that was explained in the previous Sif, or at least like in Sif Beis. I'm going to redouble again before I sign that the effort needs to be, it has to be a lot of effort. You have to demand that they promise them all the privileges that belong to a farming settlement at the time which they settle them in this place. And therefore, the Sukhnut needs to find the ways, the means and the ways that it should be fixed and fulfilled, both of them, without having to, forcing them to move again. With blessing, that Hashem should continue to have the peace in their community and all together should be successful physically and spiritually together, fitting to the wishes of our leader. That's my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, with all the titles. I'm looking forward to acknowledgement of receipt of this letter as soon as possible, and for good news and all the above. So again, here was a whole differences of opinion, what to do and how to do it, and there were different sides, and the Rebbe wants to keep, tells his opinion, and wants to...